I grew up in a small town in Dothan, Alabama. That's where I'm from. My little grandmother was Pentecostal, and I grew up Pentecostal church. My grandmother had 11 children. My daddy was number 10, and she raised me. Knew the Lord, went to church. I guess I was 23. And when you get that age, you do your own thing. Like they say, I wasn't really telling God what to do. I wanted to do my own thing. And I had a daughter. And I hadn't been to church in a very long time. I moved to Georgia. Moved to Georgia in 1991. It was a Friday evening on 1996. And we were one of those that work hard all week and drink on the weekends. That's what all of our friends did. And didn't miss work, but we just thought that's what you're supposed to do. And it was a Friday evening that we didn't go anywhere. We're just sitting there, and two men walked up the driveway and knocked on the door. And my husband said, "Don't answer it. It's probably those Jehovah Witness people. Don't answer the door." I said, "Well, if they are, I'm going to be nice. I'm a Southern woman. I'm going to be nice." So I opened the door. I said, "Hello, y'all come in." It was screaming hot outside. And offered them something to drink. And they said, "We're going door to door. And we're trying to get people to come to church in our area. And the only way we could do that is to go out and invite people to come to church. And we just want to pray with you and invite you." That was simple. Didn't have a scripture. So I said, okay. Prayed with it. And 1 week to the day that they prayed for us, I was on the couch and just had this warm feeling come over me. As a matter of fact, I was dead asleep. And you know the scripture where it says God will leave the 99 to go after the one? Well, I was the one. So I said, you know, I'm just going to go. They took the time to come to my house. I'm going to go visit. My husband at the time, is not my husband now, but my husband at the time says, you don't want to do that. You know, then you might be committed to go another Sunday and another Sunday. Then you'll be away for the weekend. And we work a lot. I said, I'm going to go anyways. So I went. And all those years that I went to church and I was younger, I didn't really have a personal relationship with God. That's the way we were raised. That's what we did. But when they had the altar call, I literally gave my life to the Lord. That was in... that was in 1996. I was baptized, and I've been on the right track, try to be on the right track. Most of the time. And during that process of getting saved, a house that's divided will not stand. My husband chose not to go the same route as me. So we parted ways. And it's the best decision I ever made. And now my children... I'll bet my youngest is doing the same thing her mama did. She's running. But she's the same age I was when those men prayed for me. So if you guys will pray for her, that's my testimony.